Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Dynamics Corner, the podcast where we dive deep into all things Microsoft Dynamics. Whether you're a seasoned expert or just starting your journey into the world of Dynamics 365, this is your place to get insight, learn new tricks and tips, and hear from industry experts. I'm your co-host, Chris.
And this is Brad. This episode is recorded on May 2nd, 2024. Chris.
Yes, sir.
It's that time again. In just about 2 weeks, we'll be headed off to another conference, the DynamicsCon Live event that will be in Denver,
Mile
Colorado,
High.
And the Mile High Stadium. Wait, not the Mile High Stadium. Mile High City. Mile High Stadium used to be where the Denver Broncos played. And with us today, we had the opportunity to do our annual Top 10 Tips to Survive DynamicsCon Live with Kristen Hoseman and Andrea Rivietzo. This is proof right here that we'll speak with just about anyone. And I have to say, I thought I was going to be the original and say, did you like the shirt that I dug up? Get it? Nobody gets it. Nobody's laughing.
Why? And it's not even Friday.
I know. So maybe I think we go away from me telling jokes, period. Yeah, we have no joke Friday because the last time we tried to do a few jokes on Friday, they were pretty dry. And I think now we've progressed to other days of the week. But Kristen, Andrea, thank you for taking the time to speak with us. It is that time of year again. May 13th through May 17th in Denver, your home state, wait, city, Colorado, according to Kristen, of what she said and she had posted that we have to say, it's Colorado. Unless it's Springs. But in Denver, Colorado, it's the DynamicsCon Live conference. And this year, we will all be in attendance. And in preparation for that, like I had mentioned, it's that time that we have to go over Kristen and Andrea's top 10 tips for surviving DynamicsCon Live. But before I say that, I do have to say it's not too late to register. And you can use a special code, Chris.
Dynamics Corner.
For 15% off your registration. See?
That's a,
so that
that's
could
a
pay
meal.
For the plane ticket. What, a meal?
The whole week.
It's a plane ticket.
The whole week.
Well, I was saying it could be a plane ticket.
Or a plane ticket.
But before we get into the tips of how to survive DynamicsCon Live, see, like that? How to survive Dynamics Con. Hey, that was another joke.
Really quick, the 15% can pay for your Uber.
We'll talk about that in a moment. But before we jump into that, Kristen, would you mind telling us a little bit about yourself, please?
Sure. I'm the president of Mount Evans Consulting. We're located just outside of Denver and focus on Business Central.
This was like last time. Last time was also very similar.
Andrea, awesome. Would you mind, please? We will bring the life out of Kristen.
All right. I'm Andrea Rivietzo. I'm a Colorado State champion powerlifter. That's right. And then I also am a consultant that implements Business Central or a lot of sales tax. So if you need implementing Avalara, I'm the tax queen. So, and I am just outside of Denver and a big Jeeper. So is Kristen. She didn't introduce herself as a Jeeper, but she's a big Jeeper.
Is Jeeping a big thing in Colorado?
Yeah. Well, she's better at it than me. So,
how is it a big thing in Colorado? Again, I'm saying Colorado because that's how I was told you have to say it. And two, what makes somebody better at Jeeping than somebody else? You just get in the car and drive, or the Jeep and drive.
Well, I have a wee baby Jeep, and she has a big daddy Jeep.
Oh, you have a mall crawler Jeep.
Mine's better than a mall crawler. Okay. have like the skid plates or anything like that, and I don't have enough of a lift to like take too many things.
I must be out of touch because I have no idea what a mall crawler is.
Well, the best place it goes is the mall.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't get that joke, but thank you for sharing that. Kristen, you were going to say?
I was just going to say that I'll have my Jeep down in Denver so you can come check it out, and we'll put Andrea's side by side with mine and you'll see what she means about the size difference.
Oh, we'll have to take a picture of the Jeep as well, too. Will you have logos on them? We talked about that last year. Where you could have advertising or logos and park your Jeep out front. Say we could have put the Dynamics Corner podcast emblem on the side of your Jeep. It's still not too late.
I was going to talk
to Avalara too.
I was going to get some chalk paint to put on the windows, and we could put Dynamics Corner on there for you.
That would be a great idea. I think you should do that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So May 13th to 16th, I said the 17th. I thought they had a few events on the 17th, but it's published as May 13th to 16th at the Dynamics Con Live conference will be at the Denver Tech Center, covering Microsoft Dynamics products, Dynamics 365, GP, Power Platform. So there's a number of sessions. I think there's quite a few sessions, quite a few registrants. So it'll be bigger than it has been to date, I believe. And as with every conference, there are several first-timers and even other repeat visitors, and some may not know what to expect. So we have Kristen and Andrea to help us know and understand what to expect and how to survive. So who is going to give us tip number one? Andrea.
Okay, I'll do it. Well, this probably isn't conference related, Denver related. We're the Mile High City for a reason. Water. Drink lots of water, right? And maybe carry a chapstick or two, probably two, because you'll definitely lose one the second you get the first one. So bring the second ones. Karma is going to be there as well. They normally bring chapsticks, so you might find a table with a bunch of chapsticks. Yeah, load up, guys. You're going to need it.
Did you just give us two tips? Or did you give us one?
Well, I mean, chapstick and water. I think those go hand in hand.
We'll do water and chapstick as tip number one. And you said it's the Mile High City for a reason. Ooh, yeah. What is
why
that
is it called Mile High, by the way?
It's a mile high.
A mile high from the sea level?
Is it?
It's the altitude. So people do get altitude sickness here. So if you're rolling in from like Florida and you're thinking that you're just going to go on a nice, lovely hike in the mountains, I have some news for you. You're not. You're going to die. But water can help with hypoxia and that feeling of sickness.
Perfect. I will bring chapstick and I always drink lots of water. So thank you for that tip. And now I also know that Denver's called the Mile High City because it is a mile high. Kristen, tip number two.
So the elevation of Denver is 5,280 feet. Start drinking water today, Brad.
That's
otherwise, you're going to get really, really drunk the first night at the reception.
I have water right here, and I'm drinking plenty of water, staying fully hydrated. But I also want to let you know, Florida's hot, and you sweat, so you lose water that way. So I tend to stay hydrated here too.
Okay.
What is tip number two?
Tip number two is bring a lightweight jacket because it could snow.
It could snow.
So unpredictable.
Brad is canceling his flight right now.
I'm canceling. This all talk of snow. I saw that it snowed this past weekend and we're in May.
Yikes.
And you're saying bring a lightweight jacket when it's snowing. Like, shouldn't we bring a winter coat? I thought you were going to say bring a lightweight jacket because it may be cool in the session rooms.
That is a good tip anyways, the jacket for in session room. But, I mean, you're not going to be outside that often, though, for a winter, like, parka situation.
Do you need snow pants as well if you're going to get light jacket? Snow pants?
No. I don't think any blizzards are forecasted.
Okay.
Okay.
No ski boots necessary, guys.
I'll bring boots just in case.
I don't know what to pack at this point. But I will probably not roll in with t-shirts and shorts. Or maybe I will. And I'll
t-shirts
just look like
are
that.
Okay. Right, Kristen? I think it's like we're at like pants and a t-shirt with a jacket in the morning and the evening's weather.
Okay. So is that the official dress code of DynamicsCon Live to wear pants and a t-shirt and a jacket in the morning and the evening? Or what should somebody wear? This isn't a tip. I'm just wondering what should somebody wear to a conference like this?
Definitely a full tech outfit. Like, right? Just, have you seen Fallout? No.
No, the show Fallout. It's a good show. Great show. Okay, so are you talking about like a one piece?
Yeah, like a total one piece, pleathery.
Okay.
Protect you from the rads. No. Kristen, what's your tip for outfit for DynamicsCon?
You know, historically, it's been business casual. A lot of the attendees, like the end users, are just wearing like jeans and whatnot, and so yeah
you normally see a lot of company logo t-shirts so people know where you're coming from. I mean, you're welcome to dress to the nines, but it is Colorado, and honestly, people here are pretty laid back, so that's the vibe.
Okay, so business casual or jeans and a t-shirt with a light jacket in the morning and the evenings. I got, is your recommended
a down jacket would work too? Like a light down jacket?
If you get cold easily, yeah.
So that's my attire anyway, so I'd fit in.
Perfect.
So Chris, we're looking forward to you wearing whatever you wear.
A one piece
your pleather suit. Down your one piece pleather down jacket. So we've covered two tips and we had an added bonus of attire. What would you say is tip number three?
So DynamicsCon versus like if you go to other conferences, they host a lot of their own events. So they have like a happy hour kickoff on Monday. They have other receptions and events. So I definitely recommend that you go to those. In other conferences, you see a lot more like ISV sponsoring parties or partner events. There are a few of those, but for the most part, I think you're really going to hit up those reception ones. And that are sponsored by DynamicsCon, and they normally have ISV sponsors and whatnot. But those tend to be very nice. Like the ones I've been to in the past have been fairly lovely. I don't know about they have like chocolate out in a bowl in like Texas. I don't know if I'd go that far because that chocolate was soup by the end. But for the most part, they've been really nice and lovely.
So tip number three is to attend the DynamicsCon conference celebrations. When are those celebrations?
There's for sure one Monday.
In the early evening Monday, and then
I think it's like in the afternoon. Oh, gosh. Like,
I believe it's Monday. Really,
I know there's one on Tuesday as well. So, just a minute. The welcome reception is from 5:30 to 7:30 on Monday. So, they do have like four sponsors there. And then Tuesday, oh, yeah, oh, that's another good tip too. But Tuesday, the reception is from 5:30 to 7:30 again.
And then Wednesday.
Oh, let me look. I didn't see one Wednesday. I saw one Thursday.
Kristen may know. Kristen, she had it on her. There you go. Go ahead. We have to do a delay, right?
Yeah, I have like the worst internet, so I feel like I can't get over it.
You'll have to pause out the delays. No. Well, that's a note to self to never invite Kristen on a podcast again. I keep forgetting how badly it goes.
Just to pause for a little bit.
We will pause and we can cut out the pauses. So Kristen, sure. could you give us a rundown of the events?
Tuesday night is another reception hosted by Doug. That is when the community awards are going to be handed out, as well as Tuesday evening. And then Tuesday evening as well is the Tech Fluent Gala. And that is a separate registration with a ticket price there as well. And then Wednesday, I don't believe that there's any official events going on in the evening. So that evening is really just open for you to go hang out in Denver, maybe go scooter around the city, go check out a venue, things like that.
Is the conference venue located in downtown Denver, or is it on the outskirts in the woods? I guess Colorado is a lot of woods, but is there a lot to do around the conference center?
So it's located in DTC, which is south of downtown. And honestly, if you're trying to commute from like DTC to downtown during rush hour, it's probably at least a good 40-minute little drive there. And non-rush hour times is not too bad. So it's still kind of in the heart of the city. There are things to do. Most of the time, though, when people talk about like Colorado things to do, they think outdoor things. So hiking, biking, kayaking, skiing, right? Like that's very like Colorado vibe. So it really depends on what you're into. Like if you're trying to go to some place like Red Rocks, that's going to be at least a half hour drive away.
No, that's not bad. I wonder, is there anything going on Wednesday night over there? Any concerts? That would be something to attend. I like the Colorado vibe of being outside. Say it again.
Yeah, that would be fun. Like a Red Rocks concert
baseball?
Or something.
That would be amazing.
The Rockies.
There is baseball.
Who watches baseball?
I say the same thing, but I gotta play nice.
That has to be the most boring sport. I watching a game live and in person to take in the atmosphere and to have some sausage and a drink or two and some French fries or something maybe, but to actually sit and watch a game on television or something, forget that.
Oh no, that's boring.
So outside of the events that you had mentioned, and Kristen, I do want to ask you about the Tech Gala. I have to change my pronunciation to talk like I'm from Colorado.
You said that there's an additional charge. So I can send you the link, Brad, and maybe you can just put it in the notes of the podcast here. But it is a $50 admission fee, and it is I think they're capping it out at a certain number of people. I think it's going to be like 200 people. But registration is still open as of right now. I'm on their website. And if you're not familiar with Tech Fluent, it is a nonprofit organization that is devoted to skilling up individuals and getting them skilled up within maybe it's, you know, the Dynamics or Power Platform. And then they do work with ISVs and partners as well to bring in mentors and then to also get these individuals hired after they're skilled up and have a Microsoft certification. So it's a great way to support new talent within the community by going to this gala.
That's something that we need. And I think it's a great event and also a great organization for introducing younger talent to the Business Central or Dynamics community. So now that brings us to...
Oh, wait, Brad, I was going to tell you, it's also at the Microsoft office, which is very lovely. So it should be a great event. All the cool kids are going to be there for sure.
All the cool kids? Will you be there?
I will be there.
Excellent. Excellent. Chris, we have to get tickets.
For this one?
For the Tech Fluent Gala.
I'm going to get it we'll sign up.
Me too? Or just you? You buy me a ticket?
We can get a ticket. Yeah, for the both of us.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And Andrea, you had mentioned to go to the conference events. Are there any other events that you're aware of that others should attend outside of the Doug Dynamics User Group?
So I have been asking around the normal sources, like our Avalaras, the Saunas, you know, the ones that like the party, eDynamics, right? I have not found another one yet. And I think it might be because that DynamicsCon puts on their own events. So that the rally call for other events might be low, but sometimes while you're there, new things kick up. Definitely find me as the director of Good Vibes. I make it a point to know where those parties are at. So,
okay. So we'll have to tell everyone to look you up at the conference if they're looking for other activities to attend after.
Make sure you get a big old badge that says you're director of Good Vibes.
Goodbye. I should. Ellipse, like Bobby at Ellipse made me a little like badge thing that's kind of funny. It was obviously made with AI because it's like has misspellings and like missing fingers and whatnot. But I was like, I should definitely just like pin that on myself. Ellipse normally has pretty good parties as well. I've carried around like a lucky duck from them, from a chalice that they bought me once. It was great.
A chalice?
A chalice.
With a duck.
Like, just like, yeah, with a duck in it. It was a drink made for like 50 and I think it was just me.
I will want to, you're talking about that before we go into Kristen, you have tip number four. So you can think about that now and be prepared. But for all the years that I've known you, this will be the first time that we're at a conference at the same time.
Is it?
Oh. No, we've been to some instances, haven't we?
Oh, yes. Well, we'll just say that. Yes.
I have some pictures of us at a summit together.
You do. I have to see those pictures.
I'm 95% positive.
Honestly, he doesn't remember.
It was at night. The picture was at night. So I have to
see this because I could honestly say that I thought this was the first time. But maybe this proof.
A long time.
It has been several years. Kristen, tip number four.
First day morning, so Tuesday morning for the opening, the welcome reception in the morning there. Make sure to get to the room at least 10 to 15 minutes early because the chairs do fill up quickly. And it's my understanding that the breakfast area is going to be in a separate location from where that morning opening is. And you'll get to see Andrea and I there along with the rest of the Colorado meetup.
Wait, you said something important.
Yes.
The breakfast. So food is part of this? That's all I care about.
Well,
now.
If
now
it's,
I'm sold.
If it's
what
Colorado
are we having for breakfast,
theme, I would say burritos, but who knows?
I just had a burrito right before this call.
Burrito.
This is a recording.
Yeah, we were talking before the call, and he was eating a gas station burrito. So
that will fit him. I don't think they released the menu.
Get to the room early because the chairs run out. This is something that baffles me. They know how many people have registered. You would think that they would have chairs for everyone that registered or near everyone. I understand not everybody would go to the event. Some people will sleep in due to time differences. But I guess in this case, it's later, not earlier, because it's mountain time. But doesn't it make sense to have enough chairs for the people who paid to attend?
So historically, this room has been set up for like breakfast and lunch. So it's been round tables. So when you think about the number of attendees and then how many chairs you're losing because it's the round tables. I'm not sure of the setup this year. So, you know, still get there early just in case.
I remember that because last year in Scottsdale, it was round tables at the very back end. So trying to watch the whole thing, you have to turn your whole back around on the round table. There are some seatings too. So hopefully it's a better setup this time.
But still get there early. And Kristen, I know you're not responsible for the setup, but I was just asking that, you know, philosophical question of if you know how many people are coming, have enough seats for them. Andrea, number five.
Mine's probably going to be get the Brilla app because that's going to give you the best resource on like what's going on, what classes you're attending and whatnot, and probably also pre-plan what sessions you're going to be in. That way you're not like me wandering the hall aimlessly, poking my head into doors. So have a game plan of what you feel like learning. That way you're not disappointed when you end up in a session that you didn't mean to be in.
So your recommendation is to get the Brella app, which is the app for the conference, which has the agenda in the schedule, and then pre-plan or pick the sessions that you would like to attend so you will know where you would like to be.
Yes.
And then also there is a code for the Brella app when you download it for the event, and that is DeconLive24. So once you get the Brella app, you put in the event and then use that code for the event and you'll have the agenda. And I believe also, Kristen, you had stated that the agenda will be printed as well. So I guess the agenda is not going to move once it's printed. That's a good idea. So you can, but I still would pre-plan, because if you have to look at the agenda as you're moving like a map, you could get confused and you could maybe miss something that you want to see. I did see the sessions this year because it is on the website, on the agenda, and there's a lot of great sessions and a lot of good information that will be presented, which takes us to tip number 6, Kristen. Just to let you know, Andre, you have the odd. Kristen, you have the even.
I figured that out.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know the pattern that we've formed here.
Awesome. So I actually just got off a Doug advisory board call today, my third Doug-related call of the day already. And there's 65-66% of new attendees. So this tip is for the newbies. Make sure to come prepared with a list of your questions, a list of your issues that you have. There is an area within, it'll be outside of a room. It'll be set up for Ask the Experts. So there'll be like a BC table, F&O, power, but you can go there and get help from, you know, volunteers, MVPs, within the community and get your questions and issues resolved.
So bring a list of questions and issues related to the Dynamics software, because I could see a lot of questions and issues raised to the individuals sitting at these desks that aren't relevant to the topic. Will the two of you be sitting in the Ask the Experts MVP area?
I wasn't asked to do anything, so I'll just be chilling.
It's more of a relaxed time, relaxing time.
Yes,
it is, I will. A relaxed time.
Just gonna be Kristen. Chilling.
Literally.
I will be at Ask the Experts on Tuesday morning from 9:30 to 11:30 with, I believe Sean Dorward is going to be there with me. So bring your Business Central questions and we'll try and help.
All right, great. So there'll also be a schedule for the Ask the Experts available as well, I believe, in a big red flag with lights and sirens. So they don't know where to find it. Okay, so bring your list of questions and issues to have them answered from the Ask the Experts, as well as with there being approximately 1,300 registrants for this conference, with over 265 sessions, you will have the opportunity to network with some of these individuals. So if you don't get the opportunity to go ask your question to the Ask the Experts, you may be able to find somebody else at the conference that can answer your questions. So that takes us to tip number 7.
All right. So I think mine's going to be more, we have some fabulous speakers, right? Like I know Kristen's a speaker. We got Shannon Mullins, Dave Weiser. I mean, we got the big of the big. We also have first time speakers. So I'll also say if it's your first time, especially at a conference, only expect to get a nugget or two of information, maybe ideas. Like you're sitting in a bunch of sessions, you're not going to remember everything. Definitely write down notes. But I would say a session is a success if you've learned one or two things, right? So be kind to the speakers. They're putting themselves out there and they range from like power hitters to this is my first time. So I always just like, I know one time I was very nervous speaking and then I got terrible reviews and I was very sad. So don't be that guy to beat up the speakers. They're trying their best.
I like that tip. Take notes, try to learn one or two things from each session and be kind to not to everyone, not only the speakers. And there are some great speakers or big hitters. What am I?
Are you speaking? A big hitter then, obviously. Come on now. Jeez.
Chris is speaking too.
There we go. Like, big hitters on this phone. I'm not speaking, so.
You can always join.
Join Colorado.
Yeah, I was going to, like, see if Avalara let me just sneak in. Larry, I'll just sneak in as a presenter. He won't even notice. I'll just take over.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe then he can bring in your chalice and your rubber ducky and your badge, and yeah, Everyone will let you speak. So that takes us over to
tip number eight for
tip
me.
Just keep going.
I think we already hit on it about the schedule, but the networking. I mean, if you're an end user and you got questions, start talking with others there, because the top industries that are represented so far are manufacturing. No, that's not a tip. Okay. Wholesale, professional services. Okay.
That's the same thing as number six.
It was not the same as six.
Number six was bring your list of questions and issues and talk to others.
She's telling you to network right now, not list of issues. She's telling you to talk to people.
Be social.
That's a great tip.
Be social.
That's 6A.
Be social, yeah. No, she nailed it. I would have given that tip.
Listen, I have the gavel.
Brad.
Number eight, Kristen.
Bring a belt. That's your tip.
Bam!
Okay. Bring a belt. I will do my best to bring a belt, but if anyone has a spare, I would appreciate having it on hand in the event that I forget my belt. Well, it's a funny story in a sense that we just had all been at Directions in San Diego, and I realized that I didn't pack a belt. So I said, "Hey, I'm missing a belt." And then Kristen replies, "Oh, excuse me, I don't have a belt." And Kristen replied, "I have a men's belt." And I'm going, "What? How do you have a men's belt?" is what I'm thinking. And then she said, "Kenny has it." And I'm going, "You have a men's belt that Kenny is delivering for you." And I just didn't want to know anything from there. But it turns out that Soren, his wife, does leather work, and she makes some great products, belts, binders, wallets, a number of other products. And Kristen had picked up one of those belts for her husband, but was fortunate enough to let me wear it to keep me from embarrassment of having my pants fall down while I was presenting.
Picturing Brad, actually, like, just it actually was keep a great putting belt. Pulling his pants up as he's walking around. He's lucky Kristen had a belt.
But it... No, I'm very thankful, and I'm very thankful that it was a quality belt too. It wasn't anything, you know, shoddy. It was a nice leather belt, and it fit well, it lasted well, and I'm very appreciative of it. And I did not want to use it because it was a gift for her husband. And I'm like, I'm not, because it was wrapped. She gave it to me in wrapping paper and all this other stuff. And I'm like, I'm not taking someone's gift. She goes, "Oh, he'll be fine." So then I'm like, okay, so now your husband wants to wear a belt that another man wore at the conference.
All right, Kristen, wrap up the
moral of the story is make sure that you've checked your luggage. You have all your comfortable clothes, 5 pairs of shoes, because you're going to do a lot of walking. But just be comfortable.
Perfect. Goes back to that comfortable attire that we're going to wear. I think I'm just going to, what can I pull off the Colorado just wearing jeans and a t-shirt? Because I don't know if I usually wear dress shirts everywhere I go. I do all that. But I was really thinking of going out on a limb here and just, you know, I'm not in New Hampshire, so I don't wear the flannels anymore. I used to love wearing my flannel shirts and my dress shirts with jeans. But now I'm going to Colorado, so I can wear just print
tees, I'm bringing my
and
flannel
jeans
and my
and sneakers.
Beanie. That's what I'm bringing.
Okay, so we'll go to number nine.
what we're doing, a tip number nine. Who's going?
Tip number nine. Yay. All right. So tip number nine is going to be stop by the partner tables, the sponsorship tables, ISV tables. I know it can be a little intimidating. I don't know the layout this year, but it is worth networking, meeting them. They normally hold events as well, so it's pretty great. But they're good people. They're not trying to sell you snake oil there. It's most of them are really cool add-ons. So even if you don't need them today, it's not hurtful to know about them. So maybe later on when you're facing a problem, you're like, hey, didn't I meet those guys that sell warehousing solutions that might fit us? We should reach out to them. So even if it's just a back pocket thing, it's really great to meet them. And most of the time they're really fun too. So hang out with them.
Tip number nine is to see which ISVs and sponsors are there, to learn which products they're offering, to see how they may help simplify and make your business central or whichever product you're using implementation better, easier.
Exactly. More just efficient. Take what I said and make it slightly better. I got one up hard.
I tried to mute myself. This is just, you have to cut that out too, Chris. This is going to be a good one for you to edit. Good luck. Make sure it sounds good. Thank you.
This is going to be live. It's funny.
And tip number 10, take us home, Kristen.
Tip number 10 is going to be make sure to engage. If you are on social media, make sure to engage on social media with the right hashtags. Also, a tip for anybody with an iOS device. I'm not sure if you can do this on an Android, but on an Apple, you can. You can go into settings and go to text replacement, and you can put a little hashtag with a word shortcut, but you can pre-compose all of your marketing, all of your posts. So for example, I have a list of things that I want to post next week. I already have the verbiage written out. And then I just have little notes like, hey, I need to go take a picture with Chris and Brad. And then I'm going to post this, So just helps post faster, I suppose.
So engage and prepare to engage on social media, which is tip number 10.
Yes.
One thing that we did not say that we always say, which will be tip number 11, wear comfortable shoes.
That goes back to my comment about the clothes. Bring comfortable clothes and five pairs of shoes.
Oh, that's right. That's
comfortable attire.
See, you threw me off with the whole belt. So tip number 8 was belt. A little jarring to my brain. So for a quick recap, Kristen and Andrea's top 10 DynamicsCon Live how to survive tips. 1, drink lots of water and bring chapstick. Bring multiple chapstick because you will lose some. 2, bring a lightweight jacket because the temperature and weather in Colorado will change like the wind. 3, go to the conference events. There are a lot of good Doug conference events, and we had talked about some of the events that are occurring. Also, check out the TechFluent Gala as well. Gala. How do I say that?
Gala.
Okay. Yeah. There is a separate charge for that. It's not included as part of the conference registration. And get to the keynotes early because there may not be enough chairs. That was tip number 4. Tip number 5 is to get the Brella app and plan ahead and plan your conference events so you get to see the sessions that you want to see, because nobody wants to walk away going, oh, I came here and I didn't learn anything. Which will take us into tip number 6 is come with a list of questions and issues to be able to talk with other individuals at the Ask the Experts desk or other members of the conference for their information. And 6A was network. Number 7 is take notes and try to learn one or two things at each conference, and be kind to your speakers because they are trying and willing to share information with you. And it does take a lot of courage. There's going to be some, what did you call them? Big bang?
Big hitters.
Big hitters.
Big hitters. Big hitters. Back to that baseball. Tip number 8 is to bring a belt or check your
accessories.
Check your luggage.
Check your luggage.
The funny thing is I was writing these down, and the way I wrote it, it looks like it says check wagon. I don't know how, but that says luggage. So check your luggage. Tip number 9 is to explore the ISV and sponsor sessions so that you're aware of some applications that may enhance your experience while using your software. And tip number 10 is to engage on social media. And Kristen had some great tips of pre-shortcutting text messages for your iOS device. I have to do that. You have to show me how to do that afterwards. I think that would be very helpful. So, and then tip number 11, which is part of 8, is to wear comfortable shoes. Kristen, Andrea, do you have anything else that you'd like to add about the conference?
Have fun.
We're excited to see you guys. I hope everyone has a blast in Denver and at Dynamics Con, and you learn a lot.
Thank you both. I'd like to thank you both for taking the time to cover our annual now, right? This will be our annual thing. So next year, top 10 tips to survive Dynamics Con Live. Kristen, we can start preparing those tips now so that we have them ready for next year.
Do we need new tips, like exciting tips? We always talk go to the events.
Okay. So next year
Last year, remember, Kristen told us where it was going to be on this podcast. Sounds like she may know already where's when the following year.
Yes, where will it be next year?
We got to make it an annual thing. We got to know first.
Where will it be next year?
Let me see if it's out there yet. Nope, I got an oops. We're sorry. We can't find the page you're looking for.
No. We can bleep it. We'll cover your face.
Yeah, we'll bleep it. We'll bleep it. Just tell us right here, right now.
I'll give you a clue. Burr.
Someplace cold.
That's your clue.
Can you disclose if we'll be on the East Coast, West Coast? Can you tell the time zone?
I think they're Central.
Oh, I know where it is.
I know where that
is. When you say Burr.
Right there. I know where it is. And we'll talk about it afterwards. I'll tell you my guess. Okay. But thank you again for taking the time to speak with us. And Kristen, if anyone would like to get in contact with you to learn more about your conference tips or some of the other great things that you do over at Mount Everest, Evans Consulting, Mount Everest.
Wrong mountain, man.
No, it's Mount Evans Consulting.
Don't worry, Brad. It's not called Mount Evans anymore. They just renamed it last year.
Oh, what is it called?
Big Blue Sky.
Okay.
Very Are you original. Changing your name to Big Blue Sky Consulting?
Absolutely not.
No.
But you'll be able to see the mountain from the DTC center. So when you're looking at the mountain range, you'll see it. Mount Evans. It'll always be Mount Evans to anybody who lives here, but you'll see it.
Well, we'll have to make a point for you to point that out to us. And I'm looking forward to seeing the mall Jeep and the big Jeep at the conference. So how would someone get in contact with you to learn more about the conference or some of the other wonderful things that Mount Evans Consulting does?
The easiest way would just find me on LinkedIn and send me a message.
Absolutely. We'll put your LinkedIn link on the show notes. Andrea?
Same question?
you got to ask again, Brad, because she forgot.
No, how to get a hold of me?
Yes.
I have a website, rivietzo.net, because I really wanted to make it easy for people to spell it. Otherwise, you can find me on LinkedIn, same thing. I'm pretty active on there.
How do you spell your last name?
R-I-V-I-E. Z as in zebra. Z as in zebra. Oh.
Excellent, excellent. And for those that haven't registered yet, you can go over to live.dynamicscon.com or search DynamicsCon Live, and you can see a link to the registration and use the special code Dynamics Corner for 15% off. Kristen, I'm looking forward to seeing a how-to on how to add my little things. And if you could give me an example of what you use them for, I'd greatly appreciate that. And with that, I look forward to seeing you both in just about 2 weeks for DynamicsCon Live. And hopefully, we will all survive. Thank you. Ciao, ciao.
Later.
Thank you, Chris, for your time for another episode of In the Dynamics Corner Chair. And thank you to our guests for participating.
Thank you, Brad, for your time. It is a wonderful episode of Dynamics Corner Chair. I would also like to thank our guests for joining us. Thank you for all of our listeners tuning in as well. You can find Brad at developerlife.com. That is DVLPRLIFE.com. And you can interact with them via Twitter, DVLPRLIFE. You can also find me at matalino.io, matalino.io. And my Twitter handle is matalino16. And see, you can see those links down below in their show notes. Again, thank you, everyone. Thank you, and take care.